Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Like I said, Anthony Ponce coming up at 8 o'clock, and then we're going to take over and do some Democratic National Convention coverage. Hillary Clinton's supposed to speak tonight after 9 o'clock. She's being introduced by her daughter, Chelsea Clinton. We will have analysis, reaction, preview. We've got a lot of great people that are going to be in studio with us tonight, as well as people joining us from Philadelphia. So listen to 720 WGN all night. We will have the story. Well, all this week, the Global Youth Ambassadors Leadership Summit has been taking place on the campus of USC. But really, it's all over the city. The summit is an educational forum in Chicago to develop a new generation of global leaders, which makes a lot of sense on the day that Hillary Clinton is going to be given the nomination for the Democratic Party. Seven of Chicago's sister cities are participating in a week-long workshop, which is discussions and presentations on advocacy, activism, and leadership. Chicago's hosting the event, so nine girls from Chicago hosted 11 of the visiting girls from all over the world, and they're here in studio tonight. It's exciting because I think it breaks the record for the most in-studio guests ever here on the Download, so I appreciate you all being here. The GYA Summit is a joint program of Chicago Sister Cities International and UIC, and I welcome all the girls to studio tonight. Thanks for being here. There you go. Okay. All right. So I want everyone to introduce themselves. We're going to do that. We're going to go rapid fire through so everyone can at least you get your name and where you're from. Okay. So why don't we start with you, Estefania?
Well, my name is Estefania. I come from Chicago.
Say it again. Do it again. Sorry, I had a mic off. Go ahead.
My name is Estefania. I come from Chicago and I go to Benito Juarez.
All right.
My name is Celestine. I'm from Paris.
My name is Beatrice. I'm from Chicago, and I go to Benito Juarez.
Okay.
Hey, my name is Alexa, and I come from Mexico City.
All right. Let's keep going around the horn. We got a lot to go through here. It's going to be the whole segment.
My name is Ella, and I go to Jones.
Okay, great.
I'm Praviti, and I'm from Toronto, Canada.
I'm Catalina, and I'm from Bogota, Colombia.
Great.
I'm Jasmine, and I'm from Chicago, and I go to Benito Juarez.
All right.
I'm Abiola Solomon. I'm from Chicago, and I go to Holy Trinity.
I'm Alina. I'm from Chicago, and I go to Benito Juarez.
I'm Alyssa. I'm from Chicago, and I go to Benito Juarez.
Okay.
I'm Renee. I'm from Toronto, Canada.
All right.
I'm Jody, and I'm also from Toronto.
Okay.
I'm Samke Isture. I'm from Durban, South Africa.
I'm Akalia, and I'm from Birmingham, UK.
I'm Maria, and I come from Mexico City.
I'm Rachel from Toronto, Canada.
And I'm Julia from Lucerne, Switzerland.
All right. That's everybody in the room. All right. We did it.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. All right. So let me talk to I'm fascinated by this. I mean, you guys have been here all week long. Why don't I start with you, Alexa?
Hi.
This is a leadership conference. You're in from Mexico City. What are you learning as part of this week-long forum here in Chicago?
Well, I'm learning all those different point of views we all have from different parts of the world, but no matter how far we are from each other, we still have the same idea. We still have the same goal, which is, just making this world a better place to live and a more fair place to live, and we have these different concepts about what leadership and activism means for us. It depends on our own experience, in different countries, and yeah.
Okay, Beatrice, let me bring you in because you're from Chicago. You go to Benito Juarez.
Yes.
Being in a position where you can learn about leadership and activism, not just from other girls and other people here in Chicago, but from people all around the world, from Alexa in Mexico City, what are you learning from others around the world that are part of this forum when it comes to leadership?
I'm learning the struggles each woman have, but I'm learning how everybody stands up in their country. So I'm learning what they do out of school and what programs they are in.
Okay. Stephanie, it's the same kind of thing. You from Chicago as well.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are you learning from the other people who may be from South Africa or Mexico or Toronto, Canada, and what their idea of leadership is?
Well, I've learned that we all have different problems that some are bigger than others in the different places, but also how we just come together and we build upon the idea of leadership and that it cannot be just one thing but many other things. And they help me see all these different problems and different ways to solve these problems that go on.
All right, let me bring in Celestina. You're from Paris.
Yes.
So talk about, being from Paris and coming to Chicago, what's been the biggest, what is the biggest thing you've learned from this forum, from this leadership summit, being here in Chicago?
I've learned a lot of the other girls, what are the problems in their country, and what are the solutions they find to solve them. And I've also learned a lot from the people who spoke with us and explained us what their job was and how they feel like being finding solutions to problems.
Do you think about a future where you want to be leaders, where you want to be politicians or you want to be lawmakers? Or is this more about just sort of being leaders of communities or being able to understand how to use your activism and advocacy for good? Alexa?
Sure. Like, I actually want to be a lawyer right now. Like, I'm not sure what. I just feel there's so many opportunities and there's so many things you can do. You have, like, a world of opportunities outside. So it's kind of fun to, like, in this week, I've been to, like, so many places and so many different experiences of, like, so many different jobs that I just feel like everyone can make a change from wherever they are and, like, they can do whatever they want with their lives.
Does anybody here want to be a politician? Oh, Beatrice raises her hand. Okay, so step up to the mic. So let me ask you about that. I mean, when you take a leadership summit like you're doing now or a week-long intensive of workshops, I mean, does it make you have more interest in politics as you get these skills and understand what it takes to be a leader?
Yes. Like right now, I really, really want to be in an area where I focus on human rights because I strongly believe that everybody should be equal no matter, like, your culture or your skin color or where you're from or, like, if you're rich or poor. I, like, honestly believe that everybody should be equal. So I'm, like, interested in, like, something around that area.
Anybody else who wants to be a politician? I think the hands. Come on up to the mic and come on. You can come up. Come on. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, sure.
Come on up. So why do you want to be a politician?
Well, I think that my family allowed me to grow up in a community where we did discuss politics and we discussed everything ranging from how we can change the world to the problems in the world. And I want to be a politician simply because I do want to change the world. And as much as you can by maybe being a lawyer or being a teacher, I feel like being on the front lines would really help with that.
All right, so I'll ask the question tonight. You guys are leaving here and you're going to get a chance to go watch Hillary Clinton. She's going to be nominee for president on the Democratic Party here in the United States. First time that's ever happened that a female has been nominated for president. Is that a special feeling, the idea of a woman who's running for president, especially since you guys are part of a leadership summit this week talking about being leaders and it's all girls? How's it feel?
I'm very happy of this because it's the first woman who is maybe going to be president of the United States. So I think it's like an historical moment, and the world is changing, and the perception of women is changing. So,
Beatrice, what do you think?
I think that right now, like, women are realizing that they could actually do, like, a job that is, like, high, like, becoming a president and that. So I think it's making women realize that they actually have power. So I think it's something amazing.
Steph?
I think it is a special event to see that finally a woman has that much power, and it's finally changing the views of how we see women and that they can be able to be more than what they make us believe. And I really think it's really helping us to change our views for us and for everybody else.
Okay, Alexa?
I feel she's like a symbol for everyone, and she's an example because, like, I don't believe men or women are better than each other or worse. I just feel they're just different, and that's what makes us special. But, like, people among the years have like, they just have forget that, and, like, they believe men are better, so I just believe she's gonna be an example for us to, like, to do whatever, like, if you want to be a president, you can be whatever you want. So, yeah, I think she's a symbol.
Okay, so this summit, this week-long summit is wrapping up, right? We're getting close to the end here, and that's sad. I know it's so sad. But let me ask you, okay, so I'm gonna give one, we're gonna wrap up on this. when you go home and you talk to your parents and you say, they say, how was it? Was it, I mean, and you're going to go, good, you know, and you're going to go to your room.
And cry.
But what are you going to tell them? What did you learn from this week that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life?
Well, it's different people and so many friendships that I made that I never thought I could, you know. It's so many different ideas and concepts that build on this idea of being equal to one another. And it's going to make me, it makes me really happy and excited. Like, when I go back home, I'm going to tell my mom, oh, my God, Mom, I met all these people, you know. Like, I'm going to tell her a whole story. So I'm probably going to keep her all night long, you know. But it's just an amazing experience to just be able to know other cultures, other ideas, and it's just amazing.
Celestina?
It was an amazing week with wonderful people. We met lots of leaders in certain fields, like communication or activism. So we learned a lot during this week, and I will remember it all my life.
All right, Alexa.
These were amazing people. I just need to say that. But like, also, just to say like a different thing, I really enjoyed how like there's so many different type of jobs and there's so different type of perspectives people have from, like, and how they can change the world from their own kind of like way. And I really learned so many things about them. They're so amazing.
All right, we're going to wrap up. We're going to wrap up with Beatrice. All right, Beatrice, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to miss everybody for sure. I made amazing friendship with everybody. Something I'm going to take out of it is how I learned different things from everybody, like the culture and like the country. And I'm also going to take away how now I know that I'm not the only one who thinks that women should be equal just like men. Now I know that there's a bunch of girls all over the world who think the same as me.
The Global Youth Ambassadors Leadership Summit just took place at the campus of UIC. There you go. It's a joint program of Chicago Sister Cities International and UIC. 7 of Chicago Sister Cities participated. 9 girls from Chicago hosted. 11 of the visiting girls. They're in studio tonight. You guys, thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so that's going to that we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check in with Adam Hogue, who is in Bourbonnais for Bears Camp. And then Anthony Ponce is going to join us after the 8 o'clock hour. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.